Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Is Mark Anderson there?
This is he.
Hi, this is Alcon from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And also, let me ask you this. Just be sure we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you, Mano. What is your age?
55.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not that closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Probably Independent.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Could you repeat the option?
The question is, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess dissatisfied.
Thank you. And when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies? Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, or the COVID pandemic?
Could I choose all?
I'm afraid that it's just one out of that list.
Yeah, I can't make an answer, to be honest, because I think it's all the options.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, improving K-12 education.
10.
Next one, making college more affordable.
10.
Next one, ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
8.
Thank you. Next one, making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
7.
Thank you. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. And last one, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you so much. And switching gears a little, in general speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Just disapprove.
Disapprove, okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Can you repeat that?
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump.
I guess 50 or 60.
Okay. Next one, Marianne Williamson.
Haven't heard of her.
Okay. Next one, MAGA, Republicans.
50.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Tim Scott.
50.
Thank you. Next one, Black PAC.
50.
And last one, Joe Biden.
I guess 70.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Cornel West.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I wouldn't vote.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Neither.
Thank you. And now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement B, some people said that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Or statement A, other people said the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Which one, or which of the two statements do you agree with more?
To be honest, neither.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administrations are doing? Yes or no?
I would say yes.
Okay. And is that yes, a lot, or yes, some?
Yes, some.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I wouldn't say less or more, to be honest. Probably neutral.
Less favorable would be somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
I think I'm neutral, to be honest.
We don't have a neutral option. Would that be somewhat more favorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
I can't answer that.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. First one, made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanded broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs and making America more competitive. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you so much. Next one says, establish Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Not at all important.
Thank you. Next one, cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. Last one says, provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very, somewhat, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Now, thank you again for your time, for your patience. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he will be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much. Next one and last one, it says Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
7.
Thank you so much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
Probably the unemployment rate.
Unemployment? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. First one, phone calls, yes or no?
No.
Next one, radio ads.
Yes.
Next one, text messages.
Yes.
Next one, door knocks.
No.
Next one, TV ads.
Yes.
Next one, social media?
No.
Someone from your neighborhood?
No.
And how about mailers?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, and these are the last few questions. Thank you again for your time for your patience. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, 3.5.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
In thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, or somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
Thank you. In thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than all, about half, or less than half? Hardly any or none of your neighbors are white.
Could you repeat the number? Half, you said, or many?
Yeah, we have nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any or none of them.
Nearly all.
Nearly all? Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban, I guess.
Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Yes.
Were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
All right.
Have a good day.